Afternoon Drive with John Matham
on Cape Talk.
Our regular musical goodbye to the week in conversation this evening with Russ Nurwich, who plays the saxophone and leads a piano player, a bassist and a drummer in the Russ Nurwich Quartet. And on Friday next week at 8 at the Commons, they're going to be playing a selection of original compositions from the two albums, The Wondering Who and Mantras for Modern Man. I'm struggling over my words. It is clearly time for me to stop speaking. Hello, Russ.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm in very good health. And is the band? Are you back to regular gigging?
I wouldn't say it's necessarily regular, but we're playing again and very grateful to be playing again.
Are you lucky enough to have other jobs?
Well, John, I started a music education company 2.5 years ago, so I keep myself focused and occupied and balanced in that way.
And one was able to do musical education. I mean, I know a couple of people like Derek Gripper who did a lot of online teaching. So it's something that you would have been able to do despite the lockdowns.
Well, you know, I had previously had a music school in Woodstock, a bricks and mortar school for nine years. And when COVID struck, I actually had to close that school. So I started building something entirely fresh, which was building a resource for teachers to teach better and for students to learn better. It's an online education sort of portal. So I've been doing that for the last 2.5 years. So it's called the Ear Academy. So that's kept me very busy.
Fantastic. I mean, it's lovely to have something that keeps you busy and probably that you're passionate about.
Absolutely. I mean, the music is at the center of my life. I've experienced all of the joy that it brings and that it enables me to hopefully offer other people. And there's no doubt that it cognitively helps kids develop maths, English, literacy, language skills. So I'm very passionate about the role that music can play and does play in contributing to people's well-being and on a number of levels.
When I see quartet at the end of a band name and I see that the four musicians are on sax, piano, bass and drums, I think jazz. Is that what you do? And if it is, where on the jazz continuum do you mostly land?
Yeah, so I think that it doesn't fall, you know, jazz is a very broad genre, like most music genres. And I find myself, I think of myself as a sort of soundscape storytelling kind of musician. I think often when it comes to jazz, the music can very quickly become very self-indulgent. And it becomes music for musicians. And in order to bridge the gap between the musicians and the listener, one needs to be mindful of how many notes and what you're doing. So it is on the jazz continuum in that there's a large component of improvisation, but it's melodic and rhythmic and very textural, you know. So the way that I write is not in an overcomplicated way. It's to bring the audience into a space where they can close their eyes and see images and have feelings and thoughts that they may not have had if they were not in that room, you know?
So that gig on Friday next week, which is the 3rd of June, if you think folks in the days, you know, the sort of the three rather than the Friday. Friday next week, 8 p.m. at the Commons, playing compositions from the two albums. We're going to be playing out with a song from Mantras for Modern Man in the footsteps of our fathers. Quick description of the song. Remember, the more you talk, the less of the song we hear.
Yeah, so just a correction. It's actually the 5th of June. It's the Sunday.
Ah.
So I won't take up more time. It's the 5th of June. The Mantras for Modern Man was, it was just that. It was a selection. It was some compositions I wrote which were supposed to be short melodies that were cyclical, and that enabled the musicians to just explore in a cyclical way a musical motif and just develop and grow it. It's nothing more complicated than a simple melody that you can improvise on. That's it, really.
Well, then let's put our feet in the footsteps of our fathers. Russ Nurwich, thank you very much indeed.